I just wanted to say a little bit about our training program. I know Sharon had preceded me on the prior panel, and so I know most people have some sense about our program and its history. We started in 86, and of course, one of the weird things is, why is this in a Green Jobs symposium to discuss these issues? Our program, we feel like it was the original Green Jobs program, because the goal of what we are trying to do is involve people in cleaning up their own communities. And of course, that more had to do with hazardous waste and the legacy from industrial production. What we were so excited about in terms of the Green Jobs movement is that finally it was possible to basically upstream health and safety and really start to think about health and safety before things happen. So that sort of the core part of the Hazwoper idea is a precautionary principle, so that it's possible to fix problems before they happen and not have to always be doing it the other way around. So we have sort of faced this challenge in terms of thinking about green jobs as a way to take the core principles that we've had in our program always and interpret them in this new setting, where it's possible to have a whole new part of the economy be growing out of the insights from green chemistry and thinking about how to create a sustainable job that also would include health and safety as part of that sustainable process. I want to give thanks to Paul Schulte for this little matrix. And what the idea of this is that we would start to begin to think about building new industrial processes, but start to think about occupational safety and health hazards before they're developed. And of course, as we know from our past, this involves what the processes are, what the substances that are used in them, and then taking a sustainable approach to thinking about the creation of new jobs and new industries. And of course, what we've been focusing on specifically is the bottom quadrant of what we don't know, we don't know. And a lot of the work that we've just done, that a report that has been created in conjunction with Rice University, is that we looked at the development of the nanotech industry. Again, an industry that is touted as a potentially green application. But what we know is that we have basically new materials, nanoparticles, carbon black, that we don't even understand what the impact of them is on individuals' health, both the workers who produce them, as well as the potential applications in commercial products and in buildings. So this is another opportunity where I think we're trying to get ahead of the curve in terms of thinking about health risk. I wanted to just mention the NIOSH workshop that happened that looked at this question of how would we include workers in sustainability. Usually we only think about sustainability as an environmental issue. And one of the themes that I think in conjunction with CPWR, the Blue Green Alliance, the steel workers, we're trying to think about how do we bring health and safety issues into the green building, basically new industry, so that we think about worker safety as part of thinking about what sustainability means. And one of the things that we took on, actually now 2 years ago, was to start to think about what that means for our program in terms of as basically the Obama administration started, as we thought that we would need to think about the sustainability question and green jobs from a traditional Hazwoper health and safety point of view. So one of the things that we've tried to do is begin to explore the new sectors, many of which Jim mentioned in his presentation, and to try to think about what the impact would be on individual workers with individual processes that were part of the development of these new sectors of the economy, and attempt to get ahead of them. As you can see, what I think has been daunting for us, and is very daunting when you try to put your hands around what the green economy means, is that we're talking about very many sectors of the economy that have the potential for green impact as we think about how to incorporate sustainability into the development of new processes. And what we've tried to do in our program is begin to develop training programs and training modules that will result that will relate to the specific sectors and the processes that are part of them. In the past, we basically lived in the waste management sector, but over the past 2 years, we've tried to think about how we branch out for what we've learned in waste management to the other sectors of the economy as they develop. One of the things that we got out of the Recovery Act was $7 million to do supplements so that we could start to look at green sector jobs and training just from the health and safety point of view. And we've funded projects across the country for our grantees that would start to develop training that would relate to the specific new sectors. I'd say one of the problems that I think our president has had and all of us have had is that we're not able to instantaneously create a new sector of the economy. And basically we've sort of undertaken a new effort to build an economically sustainable process in sustainable industries, which is going to take decades to carry out. And I think that was one of the, probably the sad parts about the stimulus package was both that we could undertake long-term, dealing with long-term underlying issues in our economy in terms of sustainability, but that we knew that the payoff of that was basically going to be a long-term proposition. I feel like we've sort of faced that same type of impossible challenge in terms of our efforts in green jobs. Following me will be John Morowitz, and I just want to make a reference to their project that they've done in Chicago, Anniston, and Oakland. And they were really one of the grantees who got stimulus funds to try to undertake a green jobs project and did a great job on it. I also want to make reference to a report that MDB, that runs our clearinghouse, Tim Fields is here, the author of the report. We tried to look at environmental justice and hazardous waste, and really one of the key things that we've found is that marrying up the various stovepipes that stretch all the way from the development of the new economy to living with the legacy of the old economy, the sort of key theme that ties those together is the idea of environmental justice. And so one of the things that our program has been trying to do is to weave both parts of the old and new economy around the theme of environmental justice, which of course involves the inclusion of communities in cleaning up their own communities. I wanted to finish with a little bit on green sustainability and kind of what we've thought about for what a green economy that's not greenwashed would mean. And I feel like that has to do very much with including health and safety in figuring out what the green credits that you get either from LEED certification or from green buildings. And I think what we've learned is that pretty much the whole process of green building credits doesn't necessarily have to do with the health and safety of the workers who build the buildings. And so both for the sustainability of the buildings in the building process, as well as for the people who build it, as well as the people who live in it after it's built, that the principles of green chemistry and green sustainability need to be part of that entire process. So again, my message is that hopefully health and safety training can be part of a sustainable economy for the future. So thank you very much. Great.